Blackstone Audio presents Night's Darkest Embrace by Janine Frost. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. The sun's rays slipped further behind the Bed Bath & Beyond sign across the parking lot. Soon it would be dark. All I had to do was not be stupid until dark. Less than 10 minutes from now, I wasn't going to make it. Shoppers drove in and out of the complex. If they noticed me, they chose to mind their own business instead of asking why I was pacing like a crazy person in the back of the parking lot by a dumpster. If my father were here, he'd urge me to follow their example and mind my own business too. But the raspberry shimmer in front of the dumpster called to me. Even the wafting stench of garbage wasn't enough to slow my pulse as I stared at it. This had to be the smelliest gateway this side of the Mississippi, but I was looking at the only known entrance into Nocturna. For a few more minutes, anyway. The gateway was only active between dusk and dark. The shimmer in front of the dumpster started to fade, even as the lights in the parking lot turned on, signaling the arrival of evening. If I let the gateway disappear, I'd do the same thing I'd done every night for the past month, go back to my apartment, and try not to think about what lay on the other side of that fading raspberry veil. Don't go back there, Mara. Please. My father's plea replayed in my mind, but it wouldn't sway me this time. There were worse things than danger, like guilt, or doing nothing and risking more people you loved being picked off. I backed up several feet before flinging myself toward the dumpster. Only the faintest haze remained in front of it now. My sneakers thudded on the pavement as I picked up...